Do we think the Matrix occurred before this universe was formed, or did it come afterwards?
That's a good, very good question, George. And with the scientists I've spoken with, and in the research papers that we've had access to, the belief is, no one knows for sure. So we'll just we'll preface it by saying that. But the belief is that it happened simultaneously with the birth of our universe. That there was a field of energy. There was a point in time when computer models and scientists believe our universe had just begun and it was expanding, but it had only expanded to about the size of a single green pea, if we can imagine that. So this is a fractions of a second after this primal moment that physicists call the Big Bang. And they say it was very compressed. If you took all the space out from between all the matter in the universe and compressed it into one place and time, it would be about the size of this green pea. And at that point...
Isn't that bizarre?
It is. You know, and I've got to tell you...
The
George,
brain can't
guys,
comprehend that. Great.
Well, they tell me that. And then they tell me it was about 18 million billion 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 degrees. And I said, come on, you guys, how do you know that? And they said, well, we don't know that, but we know it was hot. We know it was really small and really hot a long time ago. And as the universe began to expand very rapidly... As part of this expansion, this field is what was carried with the expansion. So into the void, the nothingness, or whatever it was that we believe was here before, this field began to expand and fill the universe as a substrate, if you will, or a framework, providing the container within which our universe exists. If we want to think about this field, it's the stuff that holds everything together. We know that. And that's what many people talk about. But it does more than that, George. It has also been found to be a bridge between our inner experiences of feeling and emotion and belief.
I think it's alive.
And our outer world. It is. It's a living essence. It's, number one, it's a container. Number two, it's the bridge between our inner and outer worlds. And number three, it appears to be, under laboratory conditions, and what the ancients said, also a mirror in the quantum essence of the stuff around us, of what it is that we claim to be real in our heart, coherent heart-based emotions. We'll talk about this tonight.
If it didn't exist, Greg, what would we have in this universe? Would we even have a physical realm?
Well, according to Max Planck, that's a great question, George, and according to Max Planck, the answer is no, we wouldn't, because Planck is saying that, and this is such a huge concept, he's saying that it's from this stuff, this non-conventional form of energy, doesn't work the way we would expect energy normally to work. And that's why it's taken so long, scientists so long to validate it with our equipment.
Yeah.
But he said it's from this stuff that all physical matter originates. He says all matter originates and exists only by virtue of this force. So from his quantum perspective, 1944, what he's suggesting is if the field weren't there, that we couldn't have physical matter. It's the framework upon which the physical matter is actually hung, if we want to think of that in a visual sense.
That's incredible. But how do we know it exists?
Well,
we can't see it.
Precisely. We can't see it, and we've been hard-pressed to measure it because it is what's called a non-conventional field of energy. It doesn't respond to conventional methods of testing, to conventional electronic equipment. And there was a tremendous controversy back in the late 1800s, George, among scientists and philosophers and engineers as to whether or not this field actually existed, and a lot of heated debate. And there was a very famous experiment. It was first conducted in 1881 behind closed doors by a team, Michelson and Morley, and it was reproduced at Case Western University in 1887.
Well, they surely didn't have any technology, really, did they?
If you've got the concept right, George, you don't have to have some real advanced technology. If the concept is correct, there are ways to detect the field. But in my estimation, this was a good experiment. I think it was poorly interpreted, and what it's now called is history's greatest failed experiment.
All right, tell us what they were doing.
Well, here's let me just give an analogy. If our listeners right now were to walk out of their homes or offices or cars, wherever they're listening to this broadcast, if they moistened their index finger and held it above their head, and in the moment that they were holding their moistened finger above their head, they felt no wind against their finger. And from not feeling any wind against their finger, if they concluded that no air exists, that is the equivalent of the Michelson-Morley experiment. And we know that just because you don't feel wind in that moment doesn't mean the air isn't there. It's just not moving.
Exactly.
Well, the the belief was that this field, if it in fact existed, there would be a motion. It was called the ether wind, and the field was called the ether at that time.
All right.
And because their equipment detected no motion in 1881 and then again in 1887. And these experiments, by the way, were published in the open literature, and I've put the references up on the website. And as we go through the evening, I can give the number of the references if people want to look these up on their own. But they were published in the American Journal of Science, 1887, volume 34. And what they said, they concluded in 1887, they said, this field doesn't exist, George. And from that moment until the late 20th century, as good as our science and our physics have been and as well as they served us, we have been operating on the belief that everything is separate from everything else, that this stuff doesn't connect everything in the universe, and what happens in point A has no effect on what happens in point B, and if it looks like it does, it was just a coincidence. And now we have found ourselves in a place in the quantum world where the mysteries of quantum material have pushed scientists to do the experiments and to find the field exists.